Venerable Geshe says, one of the best ways to regard others as precious is to remember their kindness. Once again, we may object, how can I see others as kind when they engage in so many cruel and harmful actions? To answer this, we need to understand that when people harm others, they are controlled by their delusions. Delusions are like a powerful hallucinogenic drug that forces people to act in ways that are contrary to their real nature. A person under the influence of delusions is not in his right mind, because he is creating terrible suffering for himself, and no one in their right mind would create suffering for himself. All delusions are based on a mistaken way of seeing things. When we see things as they really are, our delusions naturally disappear, and virtuous minds naturally manifest. Minds such as love and kindness are based on reality and are an expression of our pure nature. Thus, when we view others as kind, we are seeing beyond their delusions and are relating to their pure nature, their Buddha nature. So what we're actually trying to do in this meditation is see the real person. It may be that at present, that real person is deeply hidden, you know, like the radiant sun. You know, we're in England, much of the year the sun isn't that visible. Lately it's been quite wonderful, but you know, traditionally we say like grey skies. The sun's up there, but it's hidden, we can't see it much. And that's often how we see other people, just grey skies or even dark storm clouds. And what we're trying to do is see past that to their truth, to the truth, the real person. If we're having a difficult relationship with someone, if there's someone that we interact with at work, within our family, in our neighborhood, and our mind we're struggling to feel affectionate to them, we should imagine that person without their anger, their pride, their jealousy, their attachment, whatever it might be, their greed, selfishness. We imagine all of that going, because none of that's them. Those are just the clouds. Imagine that person without all of those things. And what do we have left? And hopefully you don't say not very much. What we have left is who they really are. This incredibly beautiful person. That is their real essence. That's what we call their Buddha nature. Buddha compared our Buddha nature to a gold nugget in dirt. For no matter how disgusting a person's delusions may be, the real nature of their mind remains undefiled, like pure gold. In the heart of even the cruelest and most degenerate person exists the potential for limitless love, compassion, and wisdom. Unlike the seeds of our delusions, which can be destroyed, this potential is utterly indestructible and is the pure essential nature of every living being. Whenever we meet other people, rather than focusing on their delusions, we should focus on the gold of their Buddha nature. This will not only enable us to regard them as special and unique, but also help to bring out their good qualities. Recognizing everyone as a future Buddha, out of love and compassion, we will naturally help and encourage this potential to ripen. The more we're able to do that, the more easily beautiful, warm, affectionate feelings will arise for them. And this is something we can do with respect to those we're already very close to. This is, takes it to another level. There's another dimension to it. For the people that we know, but there's not much special feeling, this will give us a special feeling towards them. We'll view people in a special light. And especially those with towards whom we have a difficult relationship with, people that we've previously been finding quite negative and quite judgmental, this completely transforms our relationship with them. It transforms it from our side, of course, definitely, but also we're creating a very different space for them to potentially grow into and inhabit. You know, and we know this, like at a, you know, in school, maybe there's a child that's doesn't fit necessarily the sort of strict cookie cutter approach to education. They're a little bit agitated, but very creative or whatever. And maybe one teacher decides that they're a problem. This child's a problem, they're disruptive, they're not focused, they're a problem. And that teacher relates to the child as a problem. How is that child going to be in that class? Probably they will be problematic. A different teacher with respect to the same child maybe has a very different view. You know, they understand that the person, that child has slightly different characteristics or ways of thinking and responding, but they see the potential there. And actually see, this is a really original, creative child and has a lot of hope for them. And in that class, probably the child behaves in a completely different way, in a very positive way, and learns and gets a lot out of it. Now, we've seen that, maybe we've even experienced that directly, on potentially on either side of that situation. If we hold strongly the view, you're a bad person, we're imprisoning that mental projection that we're putting on them is imprisoning them, and they're likely to live up to that projection. Whereas if we refuse to categorize the person that way and think, and even though they may be behaving negatively, and even though we may have to be assertive to stop, curtail that kind of negative behavior, if we're always thinking, this isn't you. Now, I can see that you're suffering. I can see that your mind's in pain. I can see that that's why these behaviors are coming. But this isn't you. Your real nature is pure. Your real nature is beautiful. And of course, this is a reflection that we do also need to apply to ourselves. Because how many of us struggle with this burden of self-criticism, this inner monologue that's constantly putting us down or feeling guilty or just keeping us trapped in mistakes we made in the past?